If you have your Bible, turn to Nehemiah tonight, chapter 11. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 11 and verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 11 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem, and the rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem." As you look at this and we see this and we can rehearse this and we can see just how far God has come. Amen. We see the children coming together and they build a great walls of Jerusalem again. And we see in Nehemiah 8 that we see a stirring of revival in the people. I believe folks begin to realize how good God is and how good God's been and how good is God's being. And they begin to think upon that and they begin to desire more of Him. Amen. And I want to say tonight, if you ever get to desiring more of Him, you'll get more of Him. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, how much of Him can we get?" You can get all of God that you want. Amen. You know what's wrong with us tonight? We don't want this old flesh don't want a whole lot of the good stuff. You say, "Well, preacher, ain't so much going on around us." I want to say the best part of this life is knowing Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That free pardon of sin. Being saved by His marvelous grace. Knowing that we're ready to go out of here at any time. Amen. To go to that most marvelous place, that place prepared for those that are prepared for that place. And what a glorious place it's going to be. Amen. And boy, you ought to be getting excited about it because we're getting close to going home. Yeah. Amen. Some of us are closer than others. As we see, they was a stirring and revival in the camp, and they was desiring and wanting the Word of God and the answer. And we told you all the answers to their problems was they figured out was in the Word of God. Amen. And then we said that Nehemiah got to talking to them, and Nehemiah told them that the joy of the Lord was their strength. Amen. He said, "Just get to praising Him, giving Him glory. At the Feast of Tabernacles, it's what it was about." He said, "Hey, don't mourn and weep. This is no time to mourn and weep. Praise God. Just give God praise." Yeah. Amen. Give God praise because He's opened your eyes and you've realized, praise God, that this thing is getting better and better. As old Brother Bryson used to say, gooder and gooder. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's just getting better all the way. Amen. Praise God. We thank God that it is. Amen. And then we looked over in chapter 9 and we preached a message on just standing and praising God. Giving Him the glory because He's worthy of our praise. Amen. I mean, He's a great and a mighty God. He's a God that loves us and a God that comes to us. Amen. It makes a way that we can come to Him. Amen. Even when we were in our sin, He came to where we was and He touched our hearts and He gave us an unction of the Holy Ghost to show us, praise God. Amen. In Nehemiah chapter 10, we preached, it's been a while back now, we preached on that firewood for the house of God and how the priest would bring the firewood and how they just brought it on down to where the congregation was responsible for bringing some firewood, for keeping the fire going down at the house of God. And we preach on this thought, is it your turn to bring the firewood? Amen. We need to be kindled up, praise God, to bring some firewood down to the house of God. Or to be excited, praise God, about the things of God. But you know why we ain't? Because we get so bogged down in the world, amen, that we can't think about the goodness of God. There's a better day ahead. Yeah. Hey, you know, hey, listen, Brother Robert, the devil may beat us down here, but one day he's going to be gone. He's a better day ahead. Praise God. One day we're just going to praise God forever. Amen. All this old affliction's going to be gone. Amen. Boy, what a day that's going to be. And we're going to just shout and praise God. We might as well go ahead and just get started. He said, how do you do that? Just bring some firewood down to the house of God. Amen. Yeah, a lot of folks say, well, you know what? It's kind of dying out down at the house of God. Well, how long has it been since you brought some firewood? Amen. Fire go out if you don't kindle it a little bit. Amen. Do you hear me? The fire go out if you don't kindle it a bit. Each one of us got to kindle the fire. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm old broke down preacher. You can't expect me to carry all the wood. Amen. A devil tried to bust me up so many times. I can't carry a whole lot. I do good just to get enough here for me and my wife. Amen. I let her carry. She needs to carry some too. Praise God. Hey, listen, we all need to bring some firewood down and ask God to fire. Hey, if you don't, fire go out. Amen. Praise God. You see how God's a setting this thing up in the book of Nehemiah? He's a setting it up, praise God. He said, hey, some things that we got to do, praise God. We got to set up the things in the worship of God. Amen. We got to get this thing in order. If we mess it up, praise God, it'll be messed up. Amen. So he said we had to bring some firewood down to the house of God. Amen. So I want to know, whose turn is it? I mean, whose turn is it? I thought we were going to get carried away tonight. I thought, praise God. I got to think about this. I thought, man, some of these fellas got some firewood with them tonight. Amen. Hey, was getting, hey, there was some flickering going on in my soul. Praise the Lord. David come out of there, minded the Lord, come here and talk to his Savior. I said, oh God, thank you. Praise God. Help my brother. Amen. Hey, what's happening? Hey, some firewood. Praise God. Amen. But then we come over to chapter 11. Praise the Lord. They're in a spirit of revival. Things is happening. And they begin, and we begin to see this thing, and we begin to see the call to come and dwell near the house of the Lord. I want to preach tonight just a minute, if God will help me, in dwelling near the house of the Lord. Amen. Dwelling near the house of the Lord. And we see this tonight, and we see that the rulers of the people that dwelled at Jerusalem, they begin to send a call out to the rest of the people, and they cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city. 9 parts to dwell in other cities. But now watch what took place. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. I believe they began to cast lots. They said, you know what, we'll cast lots and we'll get a whole bunch of folks here. We'll put their name in the hat and we'll just draw us out some folks. Amen. And then folks begin to pop up like popcorn and say, glory be to God. Hey, let's say, dwell at Jerusalem next to the house of God. Here, pick me, I'll go. Amen. You want, hey, somebody to stay down toward the house of God, live next to the house of God, pick me, I'll go. Boy, they started a popping up, glory be to God, things begin to happen. Hey, you know why that was? Hey, dwelling down at the house of God, amen, they were finding them a place. Amen. I believe we need to find us a place down near the house of God. A place where we can get in, a place that we can be done. 1 in 10. Bible said they was 1 in 10, praise God, that picked them a place. Now you think about that. In most churches today, and most of them's a whole lot bigger than us. What if 1 in 10 picked them a place at God's house and said, I'm going to come and I'm going to worship, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to commit myself to the house of God. I'm going to dwell for the house of God. Boy, I tell you what, things would pick up down at the house of God. Amen. Things would begin to happen. If 1 in 10, praise God, would just stand up and say, I pick me, Lord, I'll go. Now, Isaiah done that. He said, Lord, I'll go, send me. And God picked him, sent him out there, and he preached, and he preached, and he preached, and nobody was a listening. Could get kind of discouraging after a while. Amen. Isaiah finally said, Lord, how long? Isaiah 6. He said, just a little while. He said, how long's a little while? He said, till the earth was out habitation. Amen. He said, just preach her till there ain't nobody left to preach to. Amen. So Isaiah just reared back. Amen. Laid his ears back, praise God, and just preached the gospel of the Lord. Amen. Hey, glory to God. And the Bible locks on toward the end of Isaiah 6, and he said, but they was a tenth of the people that was a paying attention. Amen. A tenth of the people. See what? They was 1 in 10. They was a few that was paying attention. Everybody ain't going to get in. Amen. Everybody ain't going to get excited. Everybody ain't going to bring the load of firewood. Amen. But glory be to God. You know what happens if you don't? You're not going to enjoy, praise God, the warmth of the fire. Amen. But you know it's a whole lot better. Yeah, I used to like to go camping. And I always liked it, praise God, when you got that fire up and going, especially if it's kind of cool out. But it seemed like it was a whole lot better if you helped carry the wood in. It just seemed like there was something different about the fire when you helped carry the wood in. Amen. When you helped to stoke that fire. Amen. They said, hey, they was 1 in 10, praise God, had found them a place, glory be to God, and they brought some firewood. They said, you know what? We're going to keep this thing going. Amen. I can't let it go out. I'm afraid we're living in a day and time people's just unconcerned. Hey, they'd just as soon go out. You say, "No, preacher, I don't believe that." Well, look around you. These churches all around here that don't have service on Sunday night don't have, well, they don't have church on Wednesday night. Most of them don't have churches on service on Sunday night no more. Why is that? They're letting the fire go out. They're not excited about the things of God. Amen. But this, here the Bible tells us that 1 in 10 got excited. See what they did? They realized they was needed. If you ever realize, praise God, to keep the fire going, keep the church going, keep the things of God alive, praise God, you're needed. It's a lie from the devil that'll tell you, well, they don't need you. Amen? That's a lie of the devil. God needs every one of His little young ones. He needs us to be a help, and He needs to be encouraging. He needs to be loved. He needs every one of us. They needed them in the city. They needed them for the strength. Amen? Around the house of God, amen. They needed the people for the strength that they had. They needed the people for the stability that they would offer. Yeah. Amen. Without people, there's no strength. And without people, there's no stability. Amen. You can come in and go out and come in and go out. Pray, but until we settle in, glory be to God, and offer ourselves as strength and stability, praise God, there'll be none. But when God moves upon us, praise God, He begins to feed our soul, and praise God, we begin to bring wood and begin to feed the fire, begin to get that spirit of revival, and we determine in our soul, praise God, Brother David, that we ain't going to let the fire go out. And we're going to be excited about what God's given us, what He's doing for us. Amen, praise God, no matter come hell or high water, praise God, we're going to keep on pressing home for the Lord, keeping our eyes upon the prize of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Not realize that there's a good God of glory that loves us. Amen. He's made provision for it. Praise God. He's put us together for a reason. Amen. So that we can strengthen each other. So we can offer stability to each other. Amen. That's what He's doing. That's what He says they're doing when they begin to draw together. They begin to offer stuff for each other. Amen. There was a great need in the city, and the need in the city was people. They needed people to fill jobs, to take positions, to do things for the Lord. Amen. Listen, one person can't do it all. Amen. We have to have everybody working together for God's glory. Amen. We see that here in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 11. And we get down to about verse 11. He talks about those that was working and the ruler of the house of God and verse 12 and their brethren that did the work of the house. Amen. He said they was some people that was coming together. Amen. They was gathered together down at the house of God to dwell near the house of God. Amen. And to do the work in the house of God. Amen. See, this is where we gather together. This is a building. This is where we come together to worship the Lord. The true church, praise God, is in us. Amen. The true church is in us, praise the Lord. And it's in us, and we take it out there. We enter here to worship and praise Him and to grow and to learn of Him. And then we take it out there, praise God. Go out these doors, praise God, to serve the Lord. To lift up His name. And it takes every one of us working together, praise the Lord, that we might compel some to come in. Not all of them. Nobody. We ain't going to get them all in. Jesus said, even in Jesus' time, they wasn't all getting in. Amen. When He was preaching Himself. But praise God, there was a whole bunch of folks, glory be to God, that was seeing a different light. I'm glad you can point them to that light even today. Amen. But He said there was some workers down here at the house. Had the work of the house. Amen. They were attending to the temple. They was taking care of the sacrifices. They was taking care of those offerings to God. Amen. They was lifting things up to the Lord. I believe we ought to be lifting things up to the Lord. Amen. Most of all, each other. We ought to be praising God, lifting each other up to the Lord. And say, oh God, please help my brother and my sisters in Christ. Help our church, praise God. Give us that Holy Ghost boldness, amen, to step forward. Amen. Get a little arm of kindling, glory to God. Run up, praise the Lord, and feed the fire. I don't know with you. I don't want to see the fire go out. I don't want to be these that used to be. Amen. I want to be one of those, praise God, it is, and it's still, praise God, and the power of God's still there. Amen. It's still real because it's real in our hearts. It's not just in our heads. So I believe there's a whole lot of people who's got a whole lot of head knowledge. Amen. They can quote you scripture and tell you what they think. Amen. Boy, I'm glad I'm glad what I know down in my heart. I know that there's a God and He's real. And He loved me, praise God. He sent the best that He had to be a price for my old sinful ways. Amen. He'd saved me from my sin. Glory be God. Washed me, cleaned me up. That was wicked and vile as hell itself. Amen. Give me another opportunity. Give me a chance to be back on the side of God. Amen. Hey, with some folks there was out working on the house. I believe there needs to be some folks working on the house. Offering up sacrifices. Sacrifices of praise. Sacrifices of worship. Amen. Offerings unto the Lord, praise God, day by day. What's the best thing you can offer God? Self. Amen. Best thing we can offer to God is ourself. Amen. We can promise Him this or promise Him. You know, there's a whole lot of people that make God promises all the time. But your promise says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Amen. But the best thing that we can do is forget about making promises. Amen. And just offer ourselves up to the Lord and say, Lord God, here I am. Help me to be what You would want me to be. Make me, Lord, praise God, according to Your perfect will. Amen. I had a doctor's appointment this morning. I was over and I was talking. It's a little black girl. She come in there and we got to praising the Lord. Amen. I got to talk to her about the Lord. And boy, she got all happy. She said, you know what, I was over at me and the ladies at a Bible study last night, and boy, I tell you, God just moved in that thing. Said, we got to talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and how He kept a looking to the Father. I said, amen, glory to God. I said, ain't nothing wrong with that. And she said, I never realized, amen, how much He looked to the Father. I said, He was an example to us, sis. We all need to look to the Father. If we kept our eyes on the Father, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Wouldn't it make a difference if we could just keep our eyes on the Father? Amen. He said, she said, yeah. So I got over. She said, we got talking about that where he got over there and he was under such a burden and such a load. I said, well, he was 100% flesh and 100% God. And I said, that fleshly part was under a burden and a load that he had never known before. Because that burden of sin was upon him. But even at that, she said, he looked up the glory and he said, not my will but thine be done. Amen. I said, that's what we got to do, praise God. We just got to look up and say, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you see God just move upon it. Amen. Help us. Boy, she went out there with shouting. I did too. Amen. Check my blood pressure. It is 150 over 86. I said, I ain't ever had my blood pressure that high. She said, I should have texted it before we start talking about the Lord. Amen. I said, maybe you are too. Lord God, with that cup of coffee I drunk before I went in, that breakfast and that, in the Lord, glory be God, is about to load my car. Amen. But glory be to God. I tell you, they ain't nothing like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To get you fired up down in your soul, glory be God. And somebody comes along with you know what she did? Come on, I can't get off this firewood. She come along with just a little bit of firewood, praise God. And she kindled that fire a little, praise God. And if it took off, that little old spark, praise God, burst into a flame and it began to burn out throughout that room. Amen. Praise the Lord. Went down the hallways and people was looking at him funny. Huh? Yeah. They kind of looking at me peculiar. That's all right, praise the Lord. God's good. But these folks come, they had a little bit of sacrifice, praise God. They done brought it before the Lord. Amen. They come to see, amen, and they saw what was happening. And God just blessed them on purpose. Why? Because there was a great need, and they was willing to make up that need. Amen. They was willing to set themselves out there, praise God. Amen. The Bible says that these folks up here that volunteered said they offered themselves. These folks here is taking care of the house of God. They offered themselves. But it doesn't stop there. I was reading this week and I thought, my goodness, how good God is. He goes on in verse 14 and said, there were and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 120 and 8, and their overseer, Zedel, the son of one of the great men. Amen. Said he set them up, praise God, and they was guards over the city. Amen. They were watching over those that was inside. The mighty men of valor, praise God. They stood up and they said, you know what? We're going to take care of all the things that's going on inside. We're going to keep an eye out, praise God. We're going to stand guard. We're going to look out for the booger man, glory be to God. And if we see him, we're going to cast him out. We're going to point him out, praise God. We're going to show him, praise God, we're going to keep him out. Amen. Glory be to God. Mighty men of valor. You know what they did? They presented themselves, amen, to dwell near the house of the Lord. Amen. They were that guard. Pray God, praise the Lord. They said they're overseer. Amen. They was keeping things, the overseer, he's keeping things in order. Doing it in an orderly manner. Now I want you to just look at this. We have a government. Okay? We have a constitution. We have things that we go for. We have laws in this land. And we have, now listen, you young people, we have people that enforce these laws. They give us things, guidelines to go by, and we have to do that. That means that we have to take responsibility for ourselves. Amen? In Nehemiah, he said they set up the guard. They set up those people to watch. Amen? And they set up an overseer, praise God, to make sure that the guard worked it, done it right. Praise God. It's just kind of like our police today. Hello? I got to think about this. Boy, we're living in such a wicked, wicked place. And I know there's a few bad cops out there. But I will say most of them are good people that put on that uniform every day, praise God, go off into the world not knowing if they'll make it back home at night. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to get Brad Jones come to give you a thing that he done at a church one time with a policeman. And the policeman told him this. He said, and he went to church with him. He said, Brad, he said, what I do when I get up of a morning and I put my uniform on, he said, I become a policeman. Amen. He said, I become a policeman, then a husband, and then a father. And he said, when I come home at night, he said, then I become a husband and a father and a policeman. But he said, my wife told me one time, said, honey, when you put on that uniform, your countenance changes. He said, because I have to take what I'm doing serious. You know what's wrong with most Christians today? Amen. We don't put on the whole armor of God. We don't take this thing serious. Amen. We don't go out as defenders, praise of the cross, and lift up the name of Jesus Christ and praise Him and give Him all the glory. We don't dress, when we get up morning, we don't dress the role of being a child of God. And then we wonder why we fail. Praise God, we don't put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, praise God, our feet shod with faith. But Lord, go, and we go out half naked and wonder why we can't stand up the wiles of the devil. Amen? These fellows was dressed up. They had an overseer, praise God. They was making sure that they was ready for the things that might come their way. Amen? What they were giving themselves. Amen? To dwell near the house of God. Amen? And then the Bible goes on and says in verse 16, he talks about the temple maintenance. Man, not only did they have a guard, have the police, if you'd say, but they had a maintenance department. Amen? He said the chief of these two fellows and the chief of the Levites had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. Amen? See, they were some folks to pray. They was folks that said, hey, praise God, you know what I'll do? Hey, I can't do a whole lot. I'm not a guard. I'm not a big prayer warrior. I'm not a singer. But praise God, hey, listen, I can do some maintenance. Amen? So I'll take care of the maintenance program up the church house. I'll take care of the maintenance program. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, glory be God. I'll give myself, amen, to the service of the Lord. You say, well, that ain't a very prestigious thing to do. Praise God. I won't say when we give ourselves unselfishly to the Lord. Amen. I don't care if you're just a doorkeeper. Amen. I don't care, praise God, if you're just a bell ringer. Amen. If you do it for the glory of God, amen, it's special in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. Because you want to dwell next to the house of the Lord. Amen. You want to be a part of it. See, I think we've never determined our heart that we want to be a part of it. It's easier to sit on the outside and just look in and see what's going on. You know, during the times when we actually even pay attention. Amen. It's easier just to sit back and watch everybody else. But the Bible says, consider the ants, you sluggard. Amen. He said, hey, listen, they work together. Amen. And the reason most of us have such a heavy load, praise God, is we're not willing to work together so that others can come along and help us carry our load. See, I don't ain't, praise God. It don't matter what it comes on. Amen. He'll grab a hold of it. And if he can't get it by himself, praise God, he'll make two or three laps around it. Amen. Put out a good strong scent, a good strong signal. They need some help. Praise God. You know what's happened? And just, you can ask Brother Rod, in just a few minutes, praise God, a Calvary will be on the way. And man, they'll attack that thing. They'll grab it up, praise God. And something that's way bigger than they are. But glory be to God, they'll get a hold of it. They'll pick that thing up and off they go with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. What are you saying? I say, when we offer ourselves to the Lord, there's no job too big or none too small. Amen for God. Praise the Lord. So we see these fellas that they're temple repairmen. Amen. And then you got my chapter, verse 17. He said, Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zadib, as the son of Asaph, was the principal at being, to begin the thanksgiving and prayer. Amen. So what we have here, we have one to give himself, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to offer up thanks. I'm just going to, praise God, I'm just going to pray and give God the glory. Everything we see happening around us, everything we see God doing for us, praise God, we come together. Hey, amen, I'm just going to compile it in my mind, and we come together, I'm just going to give God the praise. Amen. He's one of the prayer warriors. Amen. Well, these old prayer warriors say, well, you know what, I can't do a whole lot. Praise God, they can pray. Amen. Amen. I believe a whole lot of these old prayer warriors, I believe they prayed us out of harm's way more than once. Amen. I know they prayed this old boy out of harm's way many a time. Praise God. So we see those prayer warriors. And in verse 19, we see those gatekeepers, the brethren that kept the gates. Amen. You know what they was doing? They had the guards on the outside, they had the gatekeepers guards on the inside and the gatekeepers on the outside. Amen. What they was doing, they was watching, Brother Rex. They was keeping the riffraff out. They was keeping the junk out. Amen. They was observing the gate, praise God. And they said, you know what? Hey, glory be to God. We're going to look out here. And praise God, if there's anything bad's kind of come in, we're going to give a shout, praise God. We're going to blow the trumpet. We're going to tell on them, praise God, before they ever get in. Amen. They were gatekeepers. Amen. We need some gatekeepers, praise God. Keep our eyes out, praise God. Looking for the devil, praying God, praying that the Lord God of glory, amen, reach down and touch us, glory be God, so that mess never gets in. I was talking with a fellow yesterday, had a meeting with a fellow yesterday morning, trying to do some things to help him out, and was talking about how he was setting this thing up. And I said, do you have a constitutional bylaw? He said, well, what I'm doing, so I don't think I'll need that. I said, oh man, that's just the devil. I said, how are you going to protect it? How are you going to protect it? How are you going to keep stuff? He said, well, I want it to be all inclusive. I said, well, you might as well shut the door now and forget it. Amen. If it's going to be all inclusive, if you don't have a guideline. He said, well, where do I get a guideline? I said, you get it from the Word of God. You take the good, the godly things, amen, and you use it as a guideline. He said, well, some of that will turn people off. I said, some of that will turn people around. Yeah. Amen. 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 But if you don't stand for goodness and godliness, amen, what are you doing it for? He said, well, I want it to honor God. I said, well, then you got to do it by God's Word. You got to do it straight up. Amen. And God will get the glory. Amen. What you say? I'm saying, need a gatekeeper. And ain't no better gatekeeper than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we put Him, praise God, as the example, praise the Lord, the way it should be. Amen. And we don't settle. We're living a day and hour people want to settle. So, well, this is what God says, but I run into a goat this evening. Amen. But that's what they do. I say, well, God says, but. God says this, but. Amen. God says this, and what God says is what God says. Amen. We have to live to that standard. Why would anybody want to put ourselves below God's standard? That don't even make no sense. Because when you do that, you're already living defeated. Amen. You never come above that. But when we live according to God's standard, you say, well, preacher, God's standard's just too high. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you couldn't do it, He wouldn't have told you to. Amen. But you know what? You know why we can't do it? Because we don't want to put forth the effort. Amen. It would interfere with our life. What kind of life is it? Amen. When you get the Lord Jesus Christ, when you get on God's side. See, God told Amos over, and Amos said, he said, hey, listen, he said, look here, Amos. He said, this is what I've done. I took the nation of Israel, and he said, I took a plumb, and I put a plumb line. Amen. Me and Rex, Brother Rex was talking about this a while back. And I like it. He said, God says, like, look, he said, we've been playing back and forth on this thing. You've been stepping over line and stepping back. He said, but Amos, so I want you to tell Israel that I put a plumb line here. And said, this line right here, it's straight, it's true. He said, I did it myself, so it's right. He said, you're going to have to tell the people, they're going to have to decide on which line, side of the line they want to live. Amen. Brother Robert said, well, we have to decide today, young, which side of the line we're going to live on. And you better get on God's side, because it ain't gonna get no easier. But boy, you know what? When you get it out of your head and get it in your heart, you bow before thrice holy God and say, Lord God, help me to stay on your side. Live on the side of godliness and righteousness, amen, for your name's sake. And we do that from our heart, it takes all doubt out of the way. Amen. Then we can take the 52-day challenge, praise God, and say, glory to God, I made it. Amen. Praise the Lord, and it just gets better farther on. Some folks that took that, it was rough, wasn't it, first few weeks? Because we had to actually start thinking about ourselves and Godwardness. Amen. But when we start thinking about ourselves and Godwardness, then what we're doing, we're making ourselves available. We're putting ourselves near the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God begins to bless us and He begins to use us. Amen. So we see these keepers at the gate. They was looking out. Amen. They'd post herself at the house of God. They was at lookout. Amen. So when they take in that challenge, glory be to God, keep the boogers off of you so you can bring glory to God's name. Amen. And then it goes on in verse 22 and says the overseer was Uzzah. Amen. And he was over the business of the house of God, verse 22. Amen. So we see here he was the head administrator, if you will. You might call it Uzzah. He was the head administrator. He was watching over the needs of people. He was administrating things. He was keeping things decent and in order. Amen. He was making sure everything was where it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be, and things was transpiring the way that God said they needed to. Amen. So that he was making sure, he was that administrator making sure that God was getting glory for everything that was happening. That nobody was taking the glory from God. But that God was getting all the glory and all the praise. Amen. He is dedicating himself. He was offering himself to dwell near the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And he said, for it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers do for every day. Amen. So he said he was administrating to the needs every day. Everything that come up, he was taking care of. How did he do that? By offering himself to God. Just a vessel. See, a lot of people say, well, I don't have the skills. I don't have the talent. I just don't know. Well, all you got to do is offer yourself to God. God will put you where He wants you. He'll use you in a way that He needs you. Amen. God called me to preach. Hey, listen, I couldn't have said, Sue, if a hog's eating me. Amen. Glory be God. And most of you say, well, you can't now. But that's all right, praise God. I just stepped out on faith. The Lord said, I can't. He said, I know it. But He said, I can. And He began to open these lips. Just let me praise God. And give Him the glory, amen. And look and see Him as He is. Praise God. And it ain't been, hey, it's been a one more ride. I thank God for allowing me to be part of it. But He'll do the same thing for you if we'll just allow Him to. If we'll make ourselves available. Amen. In verse 24, he said to Pethaliah, he said that the son of Meshabel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. So here we have him probably to be like the secretary of state. Amen. See how this thing falls in? And see, a lot of times people say, well, preacher, we shouldn't get involved in government things. God set it up as a government thing. Amen. We said it's supposed to be for the people and by the people. And last time I looked, we the people. Amen. Those folks that we send up there, they're supposed to be working for us. So we see here, the Bible says that they had this fellow here, praise God, and he was a messenger to the king. He was a secretary of state. He was taking the petitions from the people to the king and from the king to the people. Amen. He was helping to administer the work. Praise God. And so that's what we've got to do. Amen. We've got to make ourselves, he was making himself available. That's what we've got to do is make ourselves available for to dwell near the house of the Lord. Amen. And what we did, we see these people that were finding their place. Amen. They were finding their place and they were getting settled in. Amen. They were getting settled in to the place where God have them to be. And that's what God wants us to do. Find us a place, amen, and just get settled in, amen, and just work for the Lord till He comes. See, there's so many people we got in our head, I'm not important and I can't do a whole lot. All God asks you to do is do what you can. Amen. Just do what you can. A while back, Miss Margie, I love her to death. She's been sick. She's been down. She's had a hard year. Last year was a tough year. But you know what? Come up, Miss Nadine said, well, she couldn't do the cards and the flowers right now. And I asked Miss Margie, I said, could you do that for a little? She said, yeah, I'll do it, preacher. Amen. I said, glory to God. Amen. So you may say, well, I can't do my... Pray God, you can do what you can. Amen. See, what we do, if we ain't careful, we sell ourselves short. But if we just, if we just get in, praise God, and we settle in where we're at and say, God, I'm just going to work till the Lord comes for God's glory. You say, well, preacher, I know what some people say, well, I just don't like the way things are going. Well, what are you doing to get in and change it? Amen. Well, it's not the way it used to be. What are you doing to change it? What aren't you doing that you used to do? Amen. I haven't quit preaching. Amen. I show up every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. Amen. I'm still doing what God put me here to do. Amen. Glory be to God. But we got to just realize, praise God, our dwelling near the house of God, amen, and get excited about it. And bring our load of kindling, praise God. Firewood. Amen. Expecting God to kindle up a fire. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, you bring an armload of firewood. Hey, there's always a spark around in here. Amen. I've never come to this church if they ain't been a spark or two somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're just praying, Lord God, help me. And when that sparks up, I throw some wood on it. But you got to come with wood. Amen. That means you got to come prayed up. Got to come up ready to worship God. Amen. To get in. To find our place. Settle in, praise God, to the duration of this thing and just praise the Lord. Pastor, what are we doing when we do that? Let me just tell you what we're doing when we do that. What we're doing when we settle in and we just praising God, amen. What we're doing is preparing ourselves, receiving what He's got for us, amen, in preparation that He's got prepared for us. Amen. Glory to God. He's got stuff prepared for us now to make us ready for that that's prepared for us later. And boy, it's glorious. We ought to think on that. Or to think and meditate upon that, praise God, and find our dwelling down there at the house of the Lord. Amen. It'd be the most precious place that we could be. I'm like, Brother Lex, I like it here. Amen. I love it here in this place. I love God's people. I love every one of you. Praise the Lord. There's not, Brother Bill, you say there's not a cull among you. Amen. Y'all keepers. Praise the Lord. And God loves us all, praise God. And He wants us to worship and praise Him. Amen. I think I need to do what was it? Miss Penny was talking. Somebody was telling about there was a preacher. There was a tree outside the church. But you telling me that? So there was a tree outside the church, and a preacher gave them all little cards. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "What you do?" He said, "When you come in," he said, "just all your problems and all this junk of the world." He said, "Take it and just nail it to that tree out there." He said, "Come in and worship." He said, "Then it's up to you or not whether you pick it up as you go back out." Amen. Praise God, kind of like we did on the cross. Amen. Lord God, when you come in, we'll just nail it on the tree, or leave it out and leave it in the car, whatever we need to do, praise God. Amen. And just come in, worship God, forget about it. And praise the Lord. Get in, praise the Lord. Come with fire. Amen. Come with the spirit of revival. Amen. Come, praise God, to dwell at the house of God. Amen. to get yourself in the mindset, praise the Lord, that no matter where you go, see, we don't have to be in this building to dwell at the house of God. We can dwell at the house of God, at my house or yours, because this is the temple of God. Amen? And He's dwelling in us. So praise the Lord, when we settle in our heart, praise God, that we're just going to dwell at the house of the Lord. Praise God, it's just on. And no matter where you go, there He is. Amen. And praise God, you can just begin to worship and praise Him, give Him all the glory, and it don't hurt you not one bit. Amen. And you just get closer and closer, and in one day, in a little while, we're just going to go out of here. Amen. Either by death or the rapture, glory to God, we're going to go out of here, and we'll be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But Nehemiah says, you know what? There's some work for all of us to do. But he said, what you got to do, in order to do the work, he said, you just make yourself available. Amen. He said, when you make yourself available and tell the Lord, say, look, I want to dwell near the house of the Lord. Amen. Then God will put you to work and how, amen, and near the house of the Lord. He'll give you something to do. Amen. He'll give you direction. He'll give you help. He'll give you a focus. And praise the Lord, you can just like a laser, just press on, glory be to God, for His glory all the way to the end. And then, and shout the whole way. They won't be no more pouting. Amen. No more bitterness. No more heartache. Praise God. Just be a shout till we get home. Amen. No, Nehemiah said, praise God, the Lord is fixing this thing up. I want to say, hey, we may think that our country's in a mess, but I want to say God may be getting us ready. Amen. God may just be getting us ready to do a marvelous, wonderful work in the United States of America. Amen. They said today that they're getting ready, but before he goes out of office, this president has said he's going to go ahead and allow 110,000 aliens coming here from all over the country. And they said up to 20% of them could be radical Islam, jihadists. But you know what? It may just be God getting us ready and saying, you know, young, just how much faith do you have? Amen. If we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways, praise God, I believe God move on this land. He'll move on this land, amen. When we decide that we're going to set ourselves near the house of God, amen, make ourselves available, amen, take a little time to pray. I've been praying for our leaders. God give us good, godly leaders. Amen. It's all ungodliness that He might make a way. That He could get the glory. God's going to get the glory. One way or another, He will get the glory. He will receive the praise. I just hope this nation's got enough sense to keep praising God, keep looking to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The very thing that this nation was founded and built upon. And we need Him right now more than ever. Amen.